Chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Joash did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he became the father of sons and daughters. It happened after this that Joash was minded to restore the house of the Lord. He gathered together the priests and the Levites, and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah, and gather of all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you hurry in the matter." However, the Levites didn't hurry. The king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said to him, "Why haven't you required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the tax of Moses the servant of the Lord, and of the assembly of Israel for the tent of the testimony?" For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up the house of God, and also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow on the Baals. So the king commanded, and they made a chest, and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem, to bring in for the Lord the tax that Moses the servant of God laid on Israel in the wilderness. All the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in, and cast into the chest, until they had made an end. It was so that whenever the chest was brought into the king's officers by the hands of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, the king's scribe and the chief priest officer came and emptied the chest, and took it, and carried it to its place again. This they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to such as did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of the Lord, and also such as worked iron and brass to repair the house of the Lord. So the workmen worked, and the work of repairing went forward in their hands, and they set up the house of God in its state, and strengthened it. When they had made an end, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, of which were made vessels for the house of the Lord, even vessels with which to minister and to offer, and spoons, and vessels of gold and silver. They offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. 130 years old was he when he died. They buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, and toward God in his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the princes of Judah came, and made homage to the king. Then the king listened to them. They forsook the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. And wrath came on Judah and Jerusalem for this their guiltiness. Yet he sent prophets to them, to bring them again to the Lord. And they testified against them, but they would not listen. The Spirit of God came on Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, and he stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why disobey the commandments of the Lord, so that you can't prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has also forsaken you." They conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. When he died, he said, "The Lord look on it and require it." It happened at the end of the year that the army of the Syrians came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all the spoil of them to the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. So they executed judgment on Joash. When they were departed from him, for they left him very sick, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed, and he died, and they buried him in the city of David. But they didn't bury him in the tombs of the kings. These are those who conspired against him: Zabad the son of Shemath the Ammonitess, and Jehozabad the son of Shimrith the Moabitess. Now concerning his sons, and the greatness of the burdens laid on him, and the rebuilding of the house of God, behold, They are written in the commentary of the book of the Kings. Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place.